a great person. Right. We all sin. We all should repent. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the creator of all things.
He is. He is the creator of all things, yeah. And you had that right. So he's the creator of all things. And on that card, I'm going to share the gospel with you. He who created all things, he came down. He sent his son. God sent his son, which is the three in one. You're not a oneness person, right? You believe the Godhead. God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Yep, and the Holy Spirit. Yep, okay, that's awesome. So yeah, he came down to the earth to shed his blood for the remission of sins. Okay, you're nodding your head, so you know that. That's awesome. And then he died and he rose again 3 days later.
Yep.
And he's at the right hand of the Father.
Right.
And you said the right word, repent.
Repent is the only way we can
be washed from our sins, right?
Yeah,
so he died to shed his blood for the remission of sins, but we have to repent. And repentance is a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways to him, right? So your old life's going to be behind you. I'm sorry?
We're living it in times right now.
Oh, if we're not in it, we're close to it. But yeah, so if you repent and you turn toward him with a willing heart, you'll be born again or born from above. You understand that? Well, you'll have the Holy Spirit within you. And if you follow after in holiness and obedience all the way to the end, then you will be saved. But you can turn away before that and lose your hope of salvation. A lot of people think that just once you believe, no matter what you do, you get eternal life, but that's not true. You understand that, right?
Right.
Yeah, you can turn away, and if you turn away into willful sin and you don't repent, you're going to lose your soul, right? Yeah, you see that. Okay, so on the back, that's the gospel on the front. Most of the churches are not teaching that, and if they say it, they're not holding people to it, because you know where they fall short? They fall short on repentance. They're not teaching people to come out of the world. And on the back of that card is all kinds of things like Christmas, Easter, feminization, worldliness, carnality.
Christmas is not about, I'm sorry to say this, but Christmas is not about Santa Claus.
Well, actually, go deeper than that. I want to help you on that. It's pagan. It's something we shouldn't even have anything to do with. Have you ever looked into the origins of Christmas? Or Easter, or Good Friday. Let's go to Good Friday, because this is an easy one for you to figure out. Do you know how many days Jesus said he'd be in the grave?
For 3 days.
3 days and three nights equals 72 hours. The churches teach Friday afternoon to Sunday morning. You can't get 72 hours. So who's lying? Jesus or the churches?
The churches.
Yeah. So that's one lie, right? We've established one lie that I can prove to you right now. You have to go do some research on some of the other ones. Revelation, the book of Revelation, it says anybody who loves and practices a lie will be left outside the gates of heaven. So if you go in those places and you unite with them and you sing and you pray with them, you're part of that lie, right?
I don't really go to church.
That's awesome. Because you know what? They're not teaching the truth.
You don't have to go to church to believe in God.
Well, see, you're exactly right. Satan created those places to send people in to scratch their itchy ears and tell them that, oh, no matter what you do, you're safe. Just believe and go to church. It's a lie. You're right. What we should do is come out from among them, because they're teaching a lot of lies. Read the Bible, right, and follow it and obey it, because Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. And if you want to be my friend, keep my commands. So what you want to do is, I want to help you because I love you as my neighbor. Are you born again?
I was baptized when I was a kid.
Okay, that's not being born again though. So I encourage you, you need to dig and seek on that, because Jesus said in John 3:3, and it's echoed later in the New Testament, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. See, this is Satan's kingdom. See all this stuff, all the food and the trinkets, it kind of keeps, you know, it's all distracting, in the music, in the sports, in the entertainment. It's all sinful. I mean, food's not sinful. But this is Satan's world. He's created all the systems of it, not the earth and the sky and things like that, to blind you, to get you to follow after your flesh. You have to repent of all this. We talked about repentance, and be born into God's kingdom. Then, when you're born again into God's kingdom, you're going to look around here and go, wow, I don't want to be a part of all this. I want to be in the kingdom of God. I want to be out preaching the gospel to people and saving souls. Because the churches tell you, oh, you can just live in this and participate in everything. It's a lie from Satan. They're trying to steal your soul. So you need to repent of all sins. And how do you know what sin is? by reading the scriptures and following and obey. Do what it says. Don't do what it says. And I encourage you, you need to really dig deep in your soul. If you don't want to lose, or in your heart, if you don't want to lose your soul, you need to look at your life and go, am I willing to lay down my life for Christ? Because he said you got to lose your life, right? Yeah, you know that. So you got to be willing to look at your family, your friends, your life. Okay, so would you give, would, if your family hated you for Christ, would you walk away and follow after him?
Yep.
You would, okay. So think about everything in your life. Don't let anything hinder you from leaving and following in all truth, because a lot of them, you're not going to be able to take anybody with you. Yep. Maybe some if
all
they have the Spirit of God.
Your belongings aren't going with you.
Nope.
Your money's not going
nope.
with you. You know what? If I die, I'm going to die with pride and with love in my heart.
Did you say pride?
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't mean it that way, because
no.
Pride is an abomination unto God, just like homosexuality.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, I didn't think you meant to, because it seems like you have a heart for that. What you would do is, see, if you're not sure if you're born from above or born again, you're probably not, and you won't enter the kingdom of God. But if you start seeking today, start seeking now with a pure heart, telling the Lord, I don't care. I will lose everything for you. I don't care. I want to follow after you. And then start moving forward. He'll show you more truth in the scriptures. He'll give you the strength to overcome. He'll be your power. And you'll be able to overcome in this world. So I wouldn't
mean to say pride. I meant like love of my heart.
Okay. I didn't think you meant to. That's what I was trying to help you with that. Because, yeah, I didn't think you meant pride. Like, hey, look at me. I'm something. Because if you love Jesus, he's something, right? And we're nothing. Right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you seem to have a heart for some truth. God can take that away from you if you don't start walking in it and keep walking forward, looking for the truth, and ask him to give you his Holy Spirit within you. But he's only going to do that when he knows that your heart is right for him. You can't hold anything from God. He knows and he sees. You're nodding your head like you know. So if you're going to look at this world and go, I would do anything for you, but then maybe a boyfriend or maybe a best friend, and you go, yeah, but God, he's not going to give you what you need. He'll give you what you want, which would be part of this world.
Before you can love somebody else.
You're exactly right. And how do we love him?
What are you living for?
Well, that too, but you have to keep his commandments. Jesus said it in a couple places, several places actually. If you love me, keep my commands. That's how we show God we love him. We lay down our life and we follow after him, keeping his commands. And that will mean the world will hate you. Like, look at us. We don't look like the world. We don't act like the world. When your insides are changed, your whole outsides are changed. It teaches us how to talk, how to act, who to. I'm getting distracted because he's preaching back there. If you're of God, he owns you, right? His blood has washed you clean. So you are willing to submit to him and do anything he says, right?
Yeah. When the Antichrist comes, they said that you get
on your forehead or your hand.
Right hand.
Oh, yeah. You see it.
Yeah.
You see it out there.
The RFID chips are already out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're coming up with some really strange things out there. So it is coming closer. So I would encourage you. You see that? I know you see that.
I watch everything.
Who cares about everything on this earth? Friends and family, if they don't love God, why do we want to hang around with them? We want to try to reach them for God, but we need to go. We need to go after him. He's forward, and we got to keep walking forward no matter who comes with us. And I'd be happy to encourage you. My email is on there. Our email is on there. Our website's on there. We have a lot of teachings, a lot of things that help people come out of the world and understand the scriptures. We don't belong to any organization. We left that all behind. I used to be a Lutheran, and he was some kind of evangelical or something. But when we started studying the scriptures, we saw that they were not lining up to it. And we saw more than one lie. Many, 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 many lies that they're practicing. And we talked about one lie to leave you out.
California.
A Satan's temple. Yeah, they got one in Colorado. Yeah, it's really exploding, isn't it? Yeah, and you see
they worship snakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of wickedness out there. Satan is doing many things blatantly in front of everybody, and they're blind and not seeing it.
Right.
God's letting you see things. He's letting you understand and maybe have a heart for him. Go after him.
I had a dream that I got raptured.
I want to help you with that. That's a lie, too.
That's a lie?
The Baptists teach that you're going to be raptured out before the tribulation. See, that's a big lie from Satan. Think about that. Because if you think, oh, I don't have to go through the tribulation, not you, but people, they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to have to deal with it. But if you know you got to go through the tribulation, aren't you going to be like, wow, I better be prepared because this is going to be hard. I need to be clinging to Christ. I need his strength, his power to get through all this. Satan's lying to people, so you need to look that up. We got my husband has teachings on there that prove pre-trib is a lie. Says it's coming at the end.
You gotta talk to these people, Adam.
Because pre-trib means two raptures.
I'm gonna talk to these people.
Not one, and that's a lie.
I know I said I wouldn't talk to anybody else, but I gotta talk to these people.
It was nice talking to you. Take care. Let us know if we can help you. Send us an email.
Hey, ma'am.